大家好，我叫芳芳，我在 U of M 做 postdoc。
My name is Fang Fang, and I'm a postdoc here at U of M.
然后我今天很开心可以在这边跟大家分享一下我是怎么样从一个non-believer 变成了一个 Christian.
I have to remember when I translate in English, when I translate in Chinese. I'm glad, so happy today to share my testimony with you and how I changed from 没信主的到信主的。Okay.
和很多朋友一样。
Like many of my friends.
我也是生在80后长在红旗下。
I am the byproduct of people born in the 80s, and I was growing up under the red flag.
从小我也接受马列主义无神论的教育。
Since my childhood, I've accepted without any questions at all, the theory of Marxism and Leninism.
但是我却不是唯物主义的无神论者。
But however, I'm not a person that don't believe in God at all.
当我无法用现有的知识，来解释未知事物、未解之谜的时候。
However, there are still many questions I could not answer.
我总是相信一定有一个神秘的力量存在着。
I always believe in a mysterious power in this universe.
可是他是谁呢？我并不知道。
However, who is this power or person? I have no clue.
只是在我碰到状况的时候，害怕的时候。
However, whenever I am afraid or fearful of something,
我就会从如来到观音到玉皇大帝，从上帝到祖先到老天爷都求个遍。
I will seek whatever this world has to present to me, maybe Buddhism or God, or the Chinese traditional belief in a heavenly body.
我生怕漏掉了一位就得不到保佑。
I'm afraid that if I ignore any one of those, I may be in trouble.
因为谁都不希望考试不通过，或者你拿不到 offer， 或者生病了不好转。
Because everybody would like to have success and never failure.
不过，当2006年我的韩国朋友跟我传福音的时候，我还是出于本能的自我保护拒绝了。
However, in 2006, a Korean friend in Beijing shared with me the gospel message. Based my own natural tendency, I rejected it.
因为虽然我听过，基督徒都很善良。
Even though I've heard about Christians are very kind.
看起来基督教也不错。
And so Christianity appears to me to be a rather good religion.
他教人行善。
Teaching them how to do good.
圣经读起来也很启迪人。
And reading the Bible adds many insights.
但是如果这里面还有一些我不了解的不好的方面怎么办？
However, what if the Bible has something that I'm not aware of, which is bad, how do I handle that?
如果我加入了之后会被迫害呢？
What happened if I accepted this message and then I become a person to be persecuted?
因为太多的不确定，就让我摆出了礼貌又敬而远之的态度。
And because of all these uncertainties, what I did basically is to say, okay, this is fine, but maybe not for me.
以至于同时，我先生在那个时候接受救恩的时候，我还鄙视了他对于信仰的接受，竟然是如此的草率。
At that time, my husband, he accepted the Lord.However, I despise him for accepting Christianity that quickly.
同时，从小的教育就告诉我要努力奋斗，因为我们的未来是靠自己创造的。
Since my childhood, we have been taught that future is in your hand. You have to create your own future.
所以我坚信，办法是人想出来的，只有想不到，没有做不到。
Therefore, I have a deep seated conviction that as long as you desire in your heart, there's nothing you cannot achieve.
所以小时候我总是觉得自己很强大，想做什么就做什么，就没有做不到的。
So when I was little, I had this notion that there's nothing, even as little as I was, I can always accomplish what I set out to do.
可是我越长大，知道的越多，就越发现其实自己能做的、能控制的真的很少。
However, as I grow older, I began to realize the world is beyond my control.
于是我就慢慢地向生活妥协。
So I began to compromise.
社会不是我小时候想象的那样单纯美好。
The perfect society, which I thought was no longer the case.
我无能为力。
There's nothing I can do about it.
那好，我只要我自己的生活美好，我只要我身边的人好好的就好了。
So I began to think that as long as I keep myself good and my friends and relatives that are good, then I'm fine.
可是事与愿违。
However, things don't always turn out the way I imagine.
今年年初，因为我家人的健康问题，我的这个原则就受到了极大的挑战。
Beginning of the year, through my family members who encounter a great deal of difficulties, my idea has not been challenged.
我母亲去年就发现了身体有一些状况，可大可小，但是需要动手术。
My mother was diagnosed with a medical condition. The issue was that not quite certain what needs to be done.It can be big, however it may be small, but surgery is certainly required.
可是手术的事情因为各种原因一拖再拖。
But the surgery which is supposed to be done quickly was delayed time and again.
一下子半年的时间就过去了，可是到了复查的时间，他还是各种推脱。
And soon 6 months passed, but my mother always hesitated.She didn't want to go through the surgery at all.
因为她要顾忌的事情太多了，工作、家里，还要照顾我，刚刚做完手术，在化疗阶段的小姨。
She gave her excuses that there are too many things I need to do. There are these things, that things I need to do. Therefore, I don't have time for surgery.
也正是因为我小姨其实也是在一个偶然的情况下查出患了癌症，所以我才更担心我妈妈。
And then my auntie was diagnosed to have cancer. So that caused me to be even more worried for my mother.
于是我就跟她讲各种道理，把出主意，把各种事情都安排得妥当。
Therefore, I began to reason with her and try to fix all these other things she was saying that she needs to do, hoping that she would then finally agree to go through this surgery.
可是她坚决不肯去医院，解决了这个问题，她又有了别的看似不可推脱的原因。
But she insisted not to go through the surgery, even after I've made arrangements to solve all her other problems, she still refused to do the surgery.
几个星期过去了，妈妈连我的电话都不愿意接了。
A few weeks passed, and eventually she didn't even want to reply. I wouldn't want to pick up my phone.
那个时候我又恼火又害怕。
So I was very angry. I was also very afraid.
恼的是为什么我都是为我妈妈好，为什么我说的都是正确的道理，可是她还是一句都听不进去。
Why I was trying to explain to her whatever I was trying to do was for her own good, and why she couldn't accept my reasoning.
怕的是，她要是万一有个闪失，我没有办法接受。
So one thing I was always afraid of, if something bad happened to her, I wouldn't be able to bear that news.
那段煎熬的日子，至今想起我都很难过。
So that period of time, even now thinking back, I was very, very discouraged.
最可怕的是耍赖、讲道理，甚至发飙，所有的方法都失效。
So I tried every method I can think of in the world, including throwing a temper tantrum, just like a kid, and I tried everything and nothing worked.
我陷入了深深的恐惧。
So I was in deep fear.
包括我爸爸在内的说客都表示无能为力。
Even my father's friends told us that we have tried our best and nothing worked.
那个时候我几乎夜不能寐，我使劲想使劲想也想不出别的办法来。
So I lost my sleep and I have run out of ideas.
到有一天晚上，我先生跟我说。
One evening, my husband said to me,
不要逼自己，不是神，你不可能什么都可以控制得了。
Don't force yourself. You are not God. You cannot be, you control everything.
你已经尽力了，我们祷告吧，我们求神保守。
You have tried your best, so let us pray and ask God for protection.
我才恍然大悟，原来我使出浑身解数也不能解决。
So now finally I realize that whatever I tried, there's no solution.
是因为我是这么的渺小，我的能力是这么的有限。
Because I'm so limited, I'm only a human being.
于是我就跟神说。
So I ask God.
神呐、啊，我不知道要怎么表达，可是从现在开始，我信你，求你保守。
I don't know how to say this to you, but I would like to believe in you and please protect us.
从那天起，我就每天我有妈妈祷告，而不是每天打电话回去软磨硬泡。
So from that day on, I began to learn to pray every day instead of trying to call her every day.
然后奇迹就发生了，我妈妈去复查的时候，医生发现病情有进一步的发展，需要马上手术，她居然立刻就答应了。
Miracle happened. She went to the doctors and doctor diagnosed actually it's a little problem only, and so my mother agreed to go through the surgery.
哈利路亚，感谢神，我心里充满了感动。
So, Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I was so moved in my heart.
此后我就觉得我自己已经是一个基督徒了，但是我不用告诉每一个人。
So I thought that I already became a Christian, but I don't need to tell anybody.
一直到今年二月份参加教会的特别讲座的时候。
Until in February of this year, when I came for a special seminar.
教会你的弟兄听我说我是信主的，就问我说，你是基督徒吗？你确定吗？
Their brothers in the church heard that I became a Christian, so they asked me, how do you know?
你觉得你将来可以去天堂吗？为什么？
Are you sure, that you will be in heaven in the future? Why? If so, why?
我才倒吸一口气，这些都是很重要的问题，结果我还迷迷糊糊的，我究竟是不是呢？
I didn't know how to answer those questions. Am I really a Christian?
2月26日我们团契的几位弟兄姐妹专程到我家跟我画福音桥。
On February 26th, the brothers and sisters from our fellowship group came to my home and shared the bridge, gospel bridge illustration with me.
我才对我信的这位神有了正确的认识，才认识到我的新生命开始了。
Then I understood what it means to become a Christian.
在觉知后，我就常常去参加团契，参加小组学习，还有来教会参加主日崇拜和主日学。
After receiving Jesus Christ, then I go to fellowship group often, and also join the church Sunday service as well as adult Sunday school.
并且乐在其中。
And I enjoyed it a lot.
我不再只关注升学、工作等等现实问题有没有达到目标。
I no longer just pay attention to my career, what I study, etc.
而是去希望自己时时事事所言所行都能荣耀神。
I began to think about whatever I do in my daily lives, whether what I do actually glorifies the Lord.
慢慢的我发现。
Slowly, I begin to discover.
我可以接受以前不能接受的。
I can accept those ideas previously I couldn't.
原谅以前不能原谅的。
I learned to forgive people whom I used not to be able to forgive.
面对以前不敢面对的。
facing issues that I was afraid to face before.
爱以前不会爱的人和事。
I learned to love those people who I cannot love before.
其实现在我还没有做得很好。
Even now, I know I can do better.
但是我发现我心中的担子在慢慢地放下。
But I began to see that